Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
Charles Mitchell, Esquire.
A doctor.
What's going on, sir?
How you doing, brother? Good to see you. This is kind of a new thing for us.
Yeah, we are not
contiguous. In the same room. Yes.
Right. How are things in New York?
New York's New York, man. You know this place.
I do. Well, hey, man, Conscious Conversations, episode whatever. I'm not sure what this is, but there's a number attached to it. Been getting some good feedback, man, from Conscious Conversations. I guess people want to know a little bit about us. I'm not sure why, what we've done to deserve that, but people are interested. So that's a good thing. So, hey, man,
You're talking, man. You're doing something right.
I guess. You're doing something right. So listen, man, you know my love for music, Charles. And I was thinking we could actually kick off today and spend about 10 minutes talking about our top five musical performers, whether that's an individual or a group or a band.
Oh,
you kick it off.
I didn't know we were expanding to individual.
Yeah, I don't want to limit you, you know.
All right. That opens the door quite a bit.
All right. It does. So I'll let you kick it off and start the conversation.
When I was really focused on groups, there's just one that I just could not keep from being a part of the dialogue. But
can I guess who it is?
Now that we're talking about individuals, I think I can pull one person out.
I know who your group is.
Who?
I think it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, that would be one of them, but that's not what I'm talking about right now.
Okay. Then I don't know.
I'm going to go to the individual, which is Michael Jackson.
I get it.
And I think it's hard to Michael, I was going to go with Jackson 5. And I think he was such a as a performer, there's no Jackson 5 without Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when you pull him away from that group and look at him as an entertainer by himself, I think when you look at a body of work from, ABC to Thriller, even some you mix it up with Paul McCartney, Girl Is Mine, I think his ability to cross through decades of musical genre and excellence. I mean, I just think you can't duplicate that. It's hard to duplicate that in any career over the lifespan. And unfortunately, obviously, we all know he met an early demise, relatively speaking. But he would certainly be my top performer. I know we're talking about five now, but Michael goes down in history as the best ever to me.
Okay. We can ping pong back and forth. I'll do my first and then you'll do your second. I'm with you on that one, Charles. I think, and it felt like he never compromised a performance either. He was always A1. My number one is Patrice Rushen. Legend.
Yeah.
Legend. Give Me Notch, Remind Me, Let's Go On. I mean, those are obviously, those aren't even my favorite songs, but those are two of my favorite songs. Grew up with her and to this day, just really appreciate the fact that wrote, performed, sang all of her own music, man. Composed for award shows, believe she taught back at Berkeley in Boston where she went to school. Just a legend. And her music has always been pivotal to me in terms of preparing for things, whether it's an exam, whether it's a football game. There was something about her that injected a spirit in me that she is by far my number one artist.
Okay. I like it. Speaking of, let's stay in the feminine lane, and I'm going to go back to a group and then I'm going to pull someone out of the group. And I really do think the Supremes.
Oh, wow.
Changed R&B music and also the female voice, the Black female voice. And it really, for the first time, I really think made, you know, Diana Ross became a sex symbol as a Black woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go back and like her film debut, Mahogany.
Which was a great film, by the way.
Great film. Great film. But it's a result of the Supremes, right? And their story. And then her moving into this role. And I think it really set the stage for every successful Black female artist you can think of from, you know, you can go to Beyoncé, Patrice Rushen. I mean, you could take this a number of different ways with a number of different artists and see the influence of the Supremes and the music of Diana Ross.
Yeah, and her ability, like you said, Charles, you know, there was no limit to her talent. Mm-mm. Because she, I would say, out-acted everyone in that film. And there were some good actors in that film and actresses. So I'm with you, man. So we may not have
one more thing. One more thing to that, DJ. You know, the sort of character that she took out of, you know, off the stage into the public eye. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you see that emulated with a lot of female artists today. You know, you see that with Lady Gaga or Madonna, mm-hmm. you know, who have this persona about themselves that was originated with Diana Ross.
Yeah, so much range in that. We're talking about Mahogany now, but the range of acting in that film too was incredible. But
incredible.
Yeah. What's your favorite song by her?
Stop in the Name of Love.
Yeah. That's a hell of a song, isn't it? Yeah. You like it. All right, man. So look, Isley Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we might. I don't think we're going to have any crossover now.
I don't think so.
Isley Brothers, man. And my mom will tell you.
Who's your favorite in the group?
Probably Ron. I mean, you know. Probably Ron Isley. I tell you, man, to this day, he's still epic.
Oh, he's
that a group, so many songs. And I probably said it. What'd you say?
I said he's a pimp.
Something like one. Harvest for the World, man. Every time I listen to that song, it takes me back to, you know, growing up, being in an apartment with my mom. You know, she's doing whatever she's doing. I'm finding something to occupy my time, whatever it is, writing, reading. And Harvest for the World, man, got me ready for football practice. I can literally go back to a spot on that song. The minute it comes on, it takes me right back to that spot, man, to that apartment. So yeah, Isley Brothers for me is number two.
Okay. I'm gonna throw you off a little bit. I have two boy band groups, if you will.
Okay.
That are totally, totally different.
I know one of them. I'm gonna guess the other one, Charles.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Bell Biv DeVoe.
They're really connected.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
I'll start with one. Actually, it's New Edition.
Okay. That's fair enough. Fair enough.
I like them for their story, man. Mm-hmm. You know, came from literally nothing, mm-hmm. right? Streets of Boston, Roxbury, and you know, obviously, a lot of what happened to them didn't end so well in the long run, but long story short, you had a couple of guys with some real talent, and you had a couple of guys who were just innovative, knew how to put something out in front of the public eye and create this image and brand. You know, Michael Bivins, you know, the ultimate in terms of like the showmaster. I don't know that he had a ton of musical talent. Ronnie DeVoe, you know, smooth, suave. And then you had, you know, Bobby Brown, say what you want. Bobby's a lot of talent.
Very talented.
Ricky Bell, very talented. Very, very, very talented. And then Ralph Tresvant,
And he went on to have a nice, solid little solo career.
Nice, solid solo career. And then, obviously, you can stick Johnny Gill in there somewhere.
Probably the most talented in terms of
voice. Most talented of them all, right? And the ragtag story that they have, you know, that transcend across ages and then producing for Michael Bivins and, to your point, Bill DeVoe. So many things came out of that. I think Casey and JoJo come out of some work with Michael Bivins. So there's so much out of that group of Boyz II Men. So much that comes out of that group.
Absolutely. So Jay just gave us the finger.
Which finger?
1 minute. So we got to move a little bit. Let's get them all in. My number three, I'll just ping pong back. SOS Band.
Okay.
Every time I hear the song, tell me.
I could almost sing that right now.
You almost did.
I did almost sing.
Okay, who's your?
I'll stop.
Incredible. Who's your four?
Temptations. Easy. If I'm flicking the channels and I come across them on a movie, I watch it 10 times straight. I love it.
That's awesome. Number four for me is Prince.
All right.
Who's your final?
My final for me, I know I got to hurry. I'm going to go rapper, entertainer, rest in peace, Tupac.
I get it. I was a bad boy.
I used to listen to Me Against the World literally every law school exam, get my head right, good 10 that minutes before I walked boy. In. Love Tupac.
Rest I'm going to end with a rapper. I know this will blow your mind, but you know I like to mix music. I don't think you do.
Okay.
Let me see. Every second or third song, man, I got Future in it.
Really?
I'm going with Future, man. I know that's crazy. It's a bad boy. When he was in the studio with Outkast growing up, and that's reflected.
I thought you were going to go Oakland on me. That's okay.
I'm not sure where.
Too short.
Man, no, not in my time. He might be my top five out of Oakland, but yeah. Well, hey man, we gotta run, but thank you for sharing, Charles, and thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us
and check us out on tcvpodcast.com.